This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Democracy is meant to widely distribute political power to citizens. How then should a democracy ethically deal with the political power of big money?
You sent us these responses.
From Seattle. We the people have no political power save through our governmental structure. When we allow money to co-opt the decisions of our government and strip it of its influence, ridiculing it and undermining its operation by underfunding, we no longer have a democratic process. From Missoula came these suggestions for dealing with big money. Begin to undercut the social power of the very wealthy through progressive income taxes, confiscation of the property of emigrants and rebels, land reform and other measures to encourage the growth of a group of small property owners who are loyal to democracy and opposed to the power of the very wealthy, and nationalization of those enterprises or industries whose owners have too much political influence. And what do philosophers have to say?
Democracy is based on the idea that each person counts just the same as the rest. Big money campaigns are based on a system of where wealth rules. When people or corporations get together to put large sums of money behind their political preference, the democratic system is knocked off balance. The press is already busy measuring each presidential candidate's war chest rather than his record or stand on any issues. Howard Dean, for example, is considered the leading Democratic candidate for president simply because he's raised the most money. Money influences policy after the elections are over. Public interest gets converted to well-financed private interests. An individual's vote doesn't matter as much as the money that backs that position. Now, that's not how democracy is supposed to function. But the self-righting process of democracy means that the system can be different. Campaign contributions could be given to political parties rather than specific candidates, or pooled and divided with a just distribution of resources. Campaign airtime on TV and radio could be given away rather than sold. The public owns these airwaves, after all. The irony about seeking improvements in our system is that the system cannot change without new ideas getting on the public agenda, and that won't happen without money to back them up.
Here is next week's topic. Politicians speak about justice being served, but they're usually referring to criminal justice. In what ways does a society implement justice?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
You can also read transcripts and hear previous broadcasts. This show was produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.